This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It could be the biggest story today. We've referred to it a couple of times. The federal government is stepping in to bail out AIG, the insurance giant. It announced a massive $62 billion loss this morning. It loses $62 billion. The government found an additional $30 billion in taxpayer money to keep AIG going. Joining us now is Andrew Ross Sorkin, chief reporter on mergers and acquisitions for The New York Times. Andrew, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. If it's Monday, right? Here we are.
You know, I was happy to own AIG months ago. Now I own it even more. But this is a really important global market story. AIG is inextricably linked with all global markets and the Wall Street firms. Explain once again why, of all the too big to fail institutions, AIG is the granddaddy.
Well, it really is the granddaddy. And people talk about systemic risk, this idea of a dominoes, if you will. If one business goes down, what happens next? We saw what happened with Lehman Brothers, and I think there's been an anxiety on the part of the government to see the same thing happen with AIG and the rest of the economy. The reason that AIG is so important is because it issues insurance policies around the world in hundreds of countries to millions of people, to businesses, and what you don't want to see is a true run on the bank in the insurance sense, which is that you could actually have people trying to turn back their life insurance policies and getting them cashed out. And if you understand the way insurance businesses work, like a bank, they don't have all the money sitting there. So if you and I decided we were going to ask to get our cash back right now, there wouldn't be enough cash to go around, and that's what you're trying to avoid. You're also trying to avoid the unraveling of all of these contracts, these derivative contracts. You know, AIG is not just an insurance company. It effectively was running a hedge fund on the side, and that's really what took it down.
So aside from its bad decisions in this sort of hedge fund realm that you referred to, AIG is really not unlike an insurance company, say a State Farm Insurance in New Orleans, where there's just been a catastrophic hurricane, except it's a global hurricane in this case.
Oh, it's exactly like State Farm on steroids in the middle of the worst hurricane you've ever seen in your life.
Wow. So, first of all, if AIG goes down, does it complicate this process that the Treasury is attempting to embark on to price all of these so-called toxic assets? If AIG is worth nothing, therefore the assets are worth nothing?
I think that's exactly right. Part of what you're trying to do now is hold up the entire system. So to the extent that AIG were to go down, we would start seeing serious bank failures throughout the country and perhaps the world. You know, when people say what's going to happen to Bank of America next or Wells Fargo or J.P. Morgan, to the extent that AIG runs into trouble, all of a sudden you now have trouble in the rest of those businesses.
Finally, is it possible that people who are losing their jobs might turn to their whole life insurance and try to cash them out, and that would push AIG irrevocably over the edge?
You know, that's one of the great worries. You know, we can only hope that that is not the case. But in a world where you can't get a loan from the bank, where you can't get, you know, an additional loan on your credit card or an auto loan, and people are looking at their sort of last options, you know,
wow,
some of those life insurance policies can become that.
Indeed.
And if you don't have a lot of
other options, that's the way you go. All right, we got to go. Well, scary thoughts in a world where, as Andrew Ross Sorkin says, chief mergers and acquisitions reporter for The New York Times, talking about AIG and its $62 billion loss reported this morning.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.